Hello.
Hey, it's Billy.
Billy!
How you doing? What's going on?
I got something important here, all right? I'm getting married.
What? To that young lady who's half your age?
Hey, wait a minute. She's almost 32.
I have a hemorrhoid that's almost 32.
So we're going to have a bachelor party in Vegas.
I can't smoke, drink, eat salt, or stay out past 9, but...
All right, I love it.
Damn, last week we were talking about retirement for fucking Ridley Scott. I think everyone in this movie is retired now.
Well, I mean, the movie doesn't help by making you think that they did. Because literally every joke is, they're old, isn't this funny?
No, it's sad. It's sad. I don't know about you, but people, we talking about Las Vegas here, but once again, like, I don't know about you, but Morgan Freeman is like, was one of my favorite actors at one point.
And Robert De Niro was one of mine, so trust me, this hit us both in the gut and told us to go cry about it.
You know what I gotta tell you right now, one of our spoiling bastards, Uncle BK, loves Robert De Niro. He'll suck Robert De Niro dick for anything, whatever. I'll tell you this right now. He's worried about the movie he got come out with Stallone. Nah, you need to be worried about this one, because this one pretty much said, hey, De Niro, it's time for you to sit back and just do nothing.
Yep. Well, I mean, this even somehow took Kevin Kline and made him uninteresting. I didn't think that was possible for a movie to do.
I think, because the people are like, oh, they already talked shit about it. I was like, oh, yeah, we are, but... I thought when all four of them was on screen together, at least there was some chemistry between the four. Now, I don't know if that's just because they either like each other or they're just great actors, and we know that they're great or whatever, but the material's bad, but you know, it's like, hey, how long can we make fun of them being old for? Especially Morgan Freeman. It was like, I mean, I was like, they've given that guy a third degree. I was like, man, you was Lucius Fox. What are you doing?
Only 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, this movie, okay. Because I had an experience once again in this movie theater. I was in a movie theater with a bunch of people above the age of 45, and they were hooting and hollering and laughing, and I'm just sitting there like, maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's
just the fact that I'm young and I don't get half these jokes because I haven't hit that point in my life yet.
I got a funny thing, man. I went to a screener of it, and nobody showed up but three fucking people. I was just like, I was going to get crowded, and I was like, that's 20 minutes in the movie. No one's still showing up. It's one of those. It's one of those. Somebody gave a fuck to show up. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, the plot here is... Yeah, I mean, you got Robert De Niro, Patty, Michael Douglas, Billy, I believe, Morgan Freeman, Archie, Kevin Kline, and Sam. You got, like, some cameos in there, like, by Mr. Motherfucker himself, 50 Cent.
Oh, God.
I don't even know where the fuck that come from. Like, I like how they set that up. It's like, you know who's going to be sleeping here? 50 Cent. I was like, when's the last time 50 Cent been like that huge of a star?
Yeah, when was the last time he released an album?
When's the last time anybody gave a fuck about 50 Cent?
Man, you really do hate Mushmouth.
Oh my God, I've hated him since day one or whatever, even rapping. I was like, But still, it was just like, they were trying to pump up, they kept saying his name over and over. I was just like, they're saying it's like, it's an inside joke of 50 being like I see if it was Jay-Z or something like that. I can understand that, but it's a P. Diddy. That would have been funnier.
Oh, I get it. It's a metaphorical joke because 50 Cent is old too.
I mean, they even got Rami Malco in there. Everybody knows him. He was the black guy in 40-Year-Old Virgin, Think Like a Man, shit like that, whatever. I mean, that guy is hilarious. When I met the guy, I drank with him. The guy's funny, whatever. And here, I mean, he was okay. And I didn't mind him so much, but I was like, his main joke is just setting up the 50 Cent joke. I was like, God damn, he's a background prop now.
Yep.
So you got a plot here. Very simple plot, too. Drags on for about an hour and 50 minutes for that, too. I don't know why. But Michael Douglas' character is getting married to a chick that's like 30, 31. Apparently, that's the joke, too. She's younger, half his age, whatever. And he gets the gang back together. This is like American Reunion, you know?
What they wanted is a hangover with old people.
Yeah, it's a hangover with old people. We was making jokes about that on the drive to San Diego, me and Cody, about that before we even saw the fucking movie. And when I watched the movie, I was just like, wow, I got the crew back. I was like, so Michael Douglas is Stifler, and the rest of them is, it's like, they don't want to be around him or whatever, but they have no choice. And I was like, oh, it's amazing.
And it's ironic that he's the one getting married, and he looks like the person that would get married to someone half his age, because he doesn't want to grow up.
Yeah, plus, he didn't look that bad. I mean, still got a little smooth in him, got a little style to him. He's the only one that's still kind of hip, whatever. The rest of them are all out there and everything. You got a, so yeah, he gets to get a crew back together to Vegas. You get Robert De Niro character here. I guess he's not friends with him. I mean, they really never really elaborated. I think the whole thing was just that, Michael Douglas' character didn't show up to the funeral of Robert De Niro's dead wife. And I was just like, really? That's why, I mean, you guys were best friends, and then, you know, you couldn't make it to his funeral, and that's why you guys don't talk to each other or anything like that, no? Like, you hate so, well, why Robert De Niro hates him so much? I was like, that's really not that, I mean, I don't want to say it's not a big deal or whatever, but, you know, because, you know, that is his wife, but at the same time, it's like, y'all could just sit down and talk about that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, he missed my wife's funeral. Well, what was he doing? It's a mystery.
You know what I'm about to say? Fuck my wife or whatever before the day she died or some shit. I was like, oh, that's definitely a reason why I hate this motherfucker. But then when you start finding out more, it's just like, oh, that's really it. He just didn't show up to the funeral. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is another one of those movies. We seem to be getting one of these a week where it's just like, there's not much to it.
Yeah, really, it drags too. Oh my God. It drags. I can't count the time when it got to the, I found out at the end when they were talking about the party. They just like, still gonna go on? What? And then when the party ended, it was still going on. I was like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Just end already.
See,
like, I get it.
See, you got to see this ever-ending party. You know what I was doing?
Actually, you know what? I kept getting back up and having that debate with myself. Do I really want to walk out, right? Because I kind of predict where this is going. I predict where the Robert De Niro character is going because, and then, oh, and this girl comes in. Who played that actress, by the way? I can't remember.
I've seen her in stuff before. I just forget her name.
Well, her name is Diana.
She looks like an older Gwyneth Paltrow with black hair.
Her name is Diana in the movie or whatever, but she, apparently Robert De Niro's character and Michael Douglas' character got attracted to her just like they did with Robert De Niro's ex-wife. And I was like, yeah, I kind of see where this is going, whatever. And I guess the whole conflict of this is that Michael Douglas' character told Robert De Niro's ex-wife, no, you don't want me to go to him. And I don't know, there was a brief description of some conflict there for a second. I was like, I'm lost. I missed something.
No, you didn't, because I remember all that. And you're right. There's really no clear explanation to that one.
Yeah, I really don't get the conflict between these two arguing. I was kind of on the verge of Morgan Freeman. It's like, because Robert De Niro looked at it and was saying, like, oh, this is strange. We shouldn't be doing this. I'd rather be my dead wife. We're old, man. It's like, and Morgan Freeman's like, sit your ass down. Let's have some fun. Damn, shit. I was like, I could get behind that or whatever. I mean, four friends getting together, having some drinks, gambling or whatever. By the way, Morgan Freeman wins $100,000. I was like, I don't see what the problem here is, honestly. I don't see what any problem. There is no comedy. I mean, basically what I'm saying about the movie is, what's the common ground that we want to get to at the end of this film? What are we learning about this?
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing, okay?
It's like the magic conch in fucking SpongeBob when you ask a question. What did we learn from this movie? Nothing. The conch has spoken!
Exactly. It's like, so what came full circle? Oh, Michael Douglas learned that maybe he should be with someone. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he should, should he grow up? I mean, because I never felt like, granted, he was dating the younger chick, but I never once felt in the movie that he was the one that needed to grow up.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing about his character that just said, like, man, that guy still acts like a fucking child or whatever. So like, I was like, I don't see that at all.
No, I don't either. It's one of those things where, like, I look at something like this and it's like, what's the lesson we learned? And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Now, I will say that some of the jokes, one of the little one lines, every now and then made me just smile or, like, huh? That's kind of cute.
That's a strong praise.
Yeah, I mean, it would have probably just been an hour and 20 minutes, because the longer it went on, I just started realizing, man, this is just a gimmick to tell audience members, like, you remember your favorite actors, like, these four people or whatever? Yeah, they're getting old. This might be their last movie.
This felt like a goddamn CBS sitcom with just a one-note joke being played out till it fucking snapped.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because the first thing I saw when this tweet came on was CBS films. I said, everybody don't know CBS Films. CBS Films has the worst track record ever.
When you see that at the beginning of the movie where it's just CBS Films, you might as well just grab your popcorn and be like, all right, you know what? I don't like the fact that the other movie that came out this week was made by a homo hater, but I'm going to see that.
Yeah, because CBS Films made Alehu's favorite film, Beastly.
Fuck you.
I think that was their first one.
No, their first one was that one with Brendan Fraser and Harrison Ford.
It was with Brendan. I was going to say, didn't they do one with Jason Statham, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, they did The Mechanic, which I also really hated.
Yeah, I think the only one I didn't really hate or whatever, or actually just I could somewhat watch over it, was the one they did with Dan Radcliffe, A Woman in Black.
Oh, yeah, that actually was okay.
Yeah, that was the only one I've seen so far that I was just like, some problems here, but I was like, it's not that bad. I enjoy this, whatever. But the rest of CBS Films, honestly, their track record of making money is pretty bad, and their track record of making a good movie is pretty bad. So,
yeah, which is why them getting the rights to Deus Ex really frightens me.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I know it's being made by the guys that did Sinister, but it's like CBS Films has bought the right. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, they get a lot. They got for a new company of making films. They got a lot of movies on their belt, and a lot of them did pretty bad in far box office and just being a good movie. I mean, this one, I think I did smile at some things. Whatever, I was like, I started looking at my watch. I was like, all right, the old one's still going on. Okay,
yeah.
All right. It's kind of worn out as well now. I don't know. You got anything else you bring up on here? Because I mean, the director of this, John Turtletop, whatever, that motherfucker brought like such great hits, like National. He's worked a lot with Nicolas Cage. I can tell you, that tells you a lot right there. He worked on a lot of the National Treasure movies, and that movie he did, Sorcerer's Apprentice, I believe.
See, I like the first National Treasure for as cheesy and bad as it is, but.
And I like Sorcerer's Apprentice for some parts.
Yeah, so do I, but, like, I don't know, it's, like, it's weird that you say that, because I actually didn't know that. It's like, you saying that to me is like, wow, this director really scaled himself back, and it's like, but he still sucks.
Yeah. That's the thing, you say scaled back, I don't even know what he scaled back to on this, either.
Budget.
Like, what is this? Like, yeah, that's a good point, too, whatever. I'm curious how much this shit cost. I swear to God, this couldn't cost more than fucking $10 million. That shouldn't have cost. You know, the only thing that should have cost the most on this was just film location. But I don't think Vegas really gives a fuck about film location, because they make money all over anyway. So I don't think they give a shit, honestly. I mean,
yeah, this movie was made for $28 million.
Where the fuck did that money come to?
I don't know.
That went into Vegas revenue pocket, all right? That's where that fuck that went to. That ain't good. That, you know what? That sponsored off a lot of the MMA fights coming up. That's what that's for.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, what do you got to say about this one?
Oh, I got nothing else to say. What are you?
I'm giving it a fuck it, because this wasted my time. And you said, like, after a while, you were like, all right, when's this going to end? 30 minutes for me. It was like, make this stop!
Yeah, you know, after thinking about it, because I was like, I didn't hate the movie. Because I was going to go with low stream, but I was thinking more in the category of, like, this is sad.
Yeah!
This is sad. I was like, I feel bad. I was like, people like, other than myself, people like Uncaged Beefcake that likes, you know, Robert De Niro. I would tell him to stay away from Robert De Niro from now on.
Yeah, stay away from Robert De Niro until someone like David O. Russell gets their hands on him.
I was like, Jesus Christ, I mean, yeah. You know what, I won't go give it a fuck. I was going to give it a fuck. I'll give it a low streaming for the simple fact that the four of them, as bad as their lines are or whatever, I thought that they still had chemistry together. And maybe that just gave me a little hope that they can still act if they would just stop taking shit ass. These are not comedy actors for the most part, first of all.
No.
And I noticed that the older actors get now, that's what they take on.
Because, like, everyone needs a paycheck, and the dramatic roles are going to the younger bloods, so they gotta get something.
Yeah, so I let it. Oh my god, I feel bad. I let it slide at the very low.
Ooh, pussy.
I let it slide over, because Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Klein, Michael Douglas, all of them had great chemistry together, and you could tell, like, they were best friends or something like that. They had something going for them, so I go with that. But other than that, outside of them, or that. Seeing them as four friends, whatever, that should have been pretty much a goddamn 30-minute skit. Not an hour and, 45, 50 minutes, whatever. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, God. Oh, but, yeah, that's just bullshit. Las Vegas, I hope God this isn't, like, my trip next week.
I know deep down in your heart that streaming, you don't mean it.
You know, deep down in my heart, that streaming is just a pass for saying something that was just... Yeah, I had a compliment of the film.
You don't mean it. I know you don't mean it deep down inside you.
I do mean that compliment. There was great chemistry between the four. I'll give them that. It felt like these four had worked together or something like that. There was great chemistry between the four of them. Other than that, there was pretty much nothing else. I mean, it was just them, like you said earlier. It was pretty much them going on. Oh, what crazy adventure to get together. It's like, but let's see how many old jokes we can cram in there together. It's like, okay. The plot isn't there, but the acting, as far as these four work together, is there. I don't really care about them separately, but the four of them working together was good, so I give them that.
All right, so P1 gives it a stream it until 50 Cent pops up on screen.
Oh my God, thank God that brother was in there for Fox. At least Robert De Niro knows I don't want that nigga on screen for the whole goddamn movie. So that's just a long, God damn shit.
All right, before we get into this rant, goodbye everyone.
I'm doing a podcast about 50 Cent.
Good night.
Are you an Indian?
I owe you this one.
Whoa! Wow. We got a couple of unresolved issues. Bring out the
bottles. Oh, I haven't been this hungover in 30 years. Everything's spinning.
Oh, no.